A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on a Friday, November 18th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about protests and alleged human rights abuses in Zimbabwe.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about planned demonstrations in Harare and Bulawayo today and alleged human rights abuses.
Several anti-government activists in Zimbabwe, including lawyer Fatsai Mahere and Dr. Patson Tsamara, whose brother Itai has been missing for more than a year after he was allegedly abducted by suspected state security agents, were kidnapped and beaten up ahead of a mass demonstration today.
Tsamara told Studio 7 that armed men, some wearing police uniforms, had abducted him Thursday night and beaten him with iron bars. Tsamara said that the men debated whether to kill him before leaving him naked at a lake near the capital city, Harare.
What are your views on this issue? And if you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yes,
onguka hama wadiwa nasi, tila uti tinge tichi tarisa neze kuratidzira kwa kakarongo wa Harare nasi kuchinzi iko munhu wese murodi. Vanhu vangu vachiratidzira kuti havasi kufara nenyaya yema bond notes arida kuparirwa nehurumende, uyewo nyaya yeuori yavanoti uri kuitwa nemamwe makurukota ehurumende. Asi Gibbs sekudzwa kwataita kubva kuHarare nekuBulawayo, hapana chabudirira nekuti mapurisa anonzi afumobata jongwe muromo akananga madoroba ose, uye kutanga nezuro vanga vatotanga kusunga vanhu vanga vachitungamira kuti vanhu vanga vachiratidzira. Asi pabumbiro remutemo renyika rinotendera kuti vanhu varatidzire kana vasiri kufara, asi muZimbabwe ukada kuratidzira tsvimbo mugodzi.
Kunjaro point. Yes, zvirokandaba natutaba lamhlanje sikoka ngakona kuti vanhu befuna kuchengisela kota mapolisa iyo akatenga zani ase staladini sizvino kuti kula vanhu avatunjweyo abanjengo Dr. Patson Tsamara, kuzobuya njalo legqwetha uFatsai Mahere. Xa singakhuluma ke kancane ngododa uTsamara, umna wabo uItai wacatsha sokulesikhathi sibili wacatsha cetshangela ukuthi ke wathunjwa ngamapolisa eZimbabwe lalawo mapolisa ensida awe-CIO. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi likubona njani khonokho okwenzekala eZimbabwe ukuthi abantu baphonga ukucatshiswa nje. UTsamara sikhuluma nje bamthethe bamfanise egangeni bamtshaya sibili okumangalisayo base bemtshiya enqunu tuzane lekuthibelo. So ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi nxa kuthi lifuna ukutshengisela pho kumele lenzeni njengoba isisekelo sombuso welizwe siyavuma ukuthi litshengisele. Asitshayi kuzwele mfowethu.
Of course, today we have an in-studio guest, Njabulo Moyo, a poet, writer and development and political activist. Njabulo, how are you doing?
I am well, but at the same time very saddened by the developments in our country, you know, human rights violation and abductions. These are a highest level of, you know, misrule and misgovernance.
Zimbabwe has a new constitution now, Njabulo. It was adopted in 2013, and it actually gives people the right to demonstrate, but that freedom is not being enjoyed. Why is this so?
The freedom is there in writing. So it's the freedom which is actually kept, because when you actually tell someone that you are free to do this, and then when they are doing it, you actually demonstrate that they are actually not free. Zimbabwe having gone through a constitution-making process in the year 2018 and, you know, adopting the new constitution, it says the right for people to protest, to demonstrate free. But however, what we're seeing on the ground is that we are not a free society at all. It's not about demonstrations at only, but in terms of economic empowerment, we are not free. We are not free to actually express. Media is blocked. You know, look at the print media is state controlled. Look at even at the radio. I mean, talk of Radio Dialogue as a local NGO, which is for over 2 decades now trying to get a license to broadcast for community. So that on its own is a symptom or an indicator that there is no freedom in terms of expression.
So you are free to talk, but you are not free after talking.
Yes, you are free to talk, but after talking, they will deal with you accordingly.
It's another issue. Yes.
So in what's the case? Can I come up for a moyo? See, I want to go to Abantu Kucheng Sela. One, Ukulumele kafundwa Cheng Sela. Po ngang kafundwa Cheng Sela, umela bantu benzin. Aku le njile la simila abanganzai.
Abantu sebezamili njile zshene. Ungabona abantu sebefika kubanga lokutshengisela, kusho ukuthi ezinye indlela ezilokuthula phakathi, ezinye indlela ezinjengokubhala incwadi eqondileyo sibili esemthethweni, kusho ukuthi sokwehlule. Sokwehlule ukubana sikhulumisane labameli bethu abezigaba, labameli bethu abelizwe, ama-MPs, lama-councillors. Yikho abantu sebebona kungcono ukuthi bazimele, ngoba kumelwa ngabaye abantu sokwehlule.
Pho-ke. Ukuzimela khona kwabantu babegqulwa phela. Bazagqulwa kuze kuthini mnumzana mona?
Ukugqulwa kukhona siyakubona, kodwa abantu basebezimisele ukubana nxa ukuthi ugqulelwa into ekhona, ugqulelwa into eyaziyo, umhlawumbe ngelinye ilanga bazalalela abasemandleni. Okwamanje singakwenza ukuthi simelele ukugqulwa.
Siyakuza ngicela ufake just ngesikhiwa kancane.
Yes, the people are going to stand their ground, you know, despite, you know, the mass violation, the beatings and so forth. Mm-hmm. You cannot, you know, just like the NTUs, where you cannot destroy all NTUs, because when you destroy it today, actually, tomorrow you find a bigger NTU. So that is the scenario right now. Mm-hmm. We say that more powerful than the tormentor is the tormented. So the people are tormented, but there's going to be a point where they will realize that they're actually powerful more than he who that actually torments them.
And you know, the abductions, I think this is really disturbing. You have several people who have been abducted and have not been accounted for. You have Nabanyama in Blawayo. You have Itai Zamara and several others, you know, who cannot be accounted for. But it appears, you know, despite international pressure, nothing is moving.
Well, it's good that you are saying it's international pressure. You know, pressure without results remains pressure. So it's just like in any predicament. If you are pressurizing someone and you are not actioning the pressure, it is useless. So I would say that international world, in a way, have let Zimbabwe down, because this pressure is only talk. So you are pressurizing someone by way of talking, by imposing economic sanctions. At the end of the day, it is the ordinary citizen in Zimbabwe that is suffering. So we want a new form of pressure, a new kind of pressure, a pressure that is practical, that brings results. Because for over 36 years, really, you have been pressurizing, but what is the result of pressure? And this is external pressure. There is need for internal pressure, because internal pressure will result in external change.
So what is going on in the United States?
Inguquko singaba lakho loba nje ilanga elilodwa ukubana yenzakale. Singakhangela kwamanye amazwe kwenzakele ukubana isizukulwane sizimele, abantu bazimele endabeni ezibakhathazayo. Inguquko iyenzakala, kungadinga kumbe ilanga elilodwa kumbe ngamahola amathathu iyenzakala. Okufunakalayo ukubana abantu bazimisele, babekezele, njalo bengalahli ithemba. Akuzange kuvuke kutshintshile ngelanga elilodwa eDubai. yawazi ukuthi now iDubai indawo esilomnotho kodwa yayiyinkangala nje indawo engelalutho akuzange kuvuke kuguqukile ngelangelodwa eSouth Africa kodwa namhlanje indawo esibona isizukulwane isizalwane esiningi seZimbabwe sikhijimela khonale.
So what he's saying is that it's possible to have freedom, and freedom doesn't come on a single day, but one day it's going to come. So he's saying that people have to be very patient. They have to be very hopeful, you know, because he says, look at places like Dubai. It was a desert, but today it's a place where there's water somewhere. And he says, look at South Africa. There was apartheid, but the apartheid just went by, and that's it. So which means Zimbabweans have to be patient and hope for the best.
Hanzi rimwe zuva gudo richado na muti one day the baboon will miss the branch.
Yeah, listen to this yati kuti indwangu yakuti kutsha ilanga ingalo kutukaja sibili iwa kabuhlungu. Yeah,
on the day that the monkey is destined to die, all trees become slippery.
You see, that's it. Yeah.
But kune avo vachangoti bata nhasi tira kuti tige tichitaura nezvekuratidzira kwanga kwakarongwa nemasangano akasiyana siyana vana tajamuka Bulawayo Youth Agenda, kune vana this flower, hashtag this flag nemamwe masangano. Asi kutanga nezuro mapurisa anga akatozara mugwagwa, uye kutanga nezuro manheru vanga vatanga kusunga vanhu, zvaita kuti kuratidzira kwacho kubva kwashaya basa. Vanga vachida kuratidzira vanga vachiti havasi kufara nenyaya yemabond notes, uye nyaya yeuori yavanoti iri kuitwa muhurumende yemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe. Nekudaro makasununguka vateereri kuti munge muchiti fonera kuti tinge tichitaura nezvemaonero enyu panyaya iyoyi. Gift.
Yes, urukandaba lamhlanje sixoxa ngodaba olukhulu sebeli kakhulu, sizwa kuthiwa abantu bathunjiwe eZimbabwe abakuqala ke umnumzana uPatterson Dzamara ngumne wabo kaItayi owacatsha sokulesikhathi eside. Kuzobuya njalo ligqweda uFatsayo Mahere la kuthiwa ke bake bamdobha ke kunale Zimbabwe. Kodwa umangalisa abantu yikuthi abadobha abanye bangabe saziwa ngoba abanye bangkhona kuthiwa bakohulumende. Ye, esilayo lamhlanje ke umnumzana uNjabulo Moyo usilandile khonapho ukuthi sixoxe laye okwamanje ku-Community Solutions, kodwa ke ukhuluma ngezombangazwe lamhlanje. So sibuyele futhi kudaba lolu baba Moyo. Kuzathatha isikhathi esinganani, asithi 20 years, 30 years, kumbe akusuzokwenzakala ukuthi kuze kulunge?
Into enjabulisayo ukubana likufake lathi sikhuluma ngezombangazwe khathesi sikumbusazwe. But ngenxa yokuthi thimbangazwe kusho ukuthi ngesikhathi sombusazwe lokho sisabanga ilizwe, kodwa sikhangelela ukubana sibe sesukubanga lokubana sokubuswa umuntu omnyama abadala bathi nguzibuse. Nxa sikhuluma ngokuthi isikhathi esingakanani, kungaba loba kusaza, osokudingakala kathesi khona onke sakubonayo kusenziwa ngabadala ngesikhathi sombuso wamakhiwa ukubana bazimela bamela udaba ababengalo lokubana bakhululeke. Ukamanje sikhangelele ukubana inkululeko yelizwe ikakhulu kwezomnotho, kasikhangeleli ukulwa inkululeko yokulwa esitaladeni kutshayana abantu bebulalana, kodwa sikhangeleli inkululeko yezomnotho ukubana ubani lobani oyisizalwane seZimbabwe afumane la ethola impilo kahle. Abantu kabadinga amagqibhagqibha emali, kodwa abantu badinga isinkwa, isinkwa nje ukubana sibe khona etafuleni.
Yes, awuza kakhulu ubambe khonapho ke mnumzana esitsho ukuthi besitheni. So what he's saying is that there's no time frame for freedom. You know, freedom always comes at a certain given time, but there's no time frame for Zimbabwe at the moment. And he says freedom fighters actually did it, you know, like they fought against the colonizers and, you know, Zimbabwe became independent. And then we have a situation where people now are yearning for wealth, you know. They need something in their pockets, you know. At the moment, we know that some Zimbabweans are living below the poverty bottom line. And some are even living on $1 per day or less than that. So he says that's what people are fighting for at the moment.
Okay. Let's go to Dewa Mavinga, a human rights lawyer. He's currently in The Hague attending to the ICC meetings. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing and Gibbs. How are you guys?
We are doing great, man. And thank you. Thanks for joining us. I think you are aware of the developments back home, where we understand Zamara was abducted last night and left for dead, and some two activists cannot be accounted for, and several people have been arrested. What is your take on this development?
Well, this is a serious indictment on the government of Zimbabwe. These abductions have become too routine, and you know, our government has a duty. President Mugabe has a duty to explain what is happening in terms of accountability. We expect, in terms of our constitutional rights, that all citizens should be afforded protection by President Mugabe and his government. But now, what we see is that actually it is the government that appears to be at the forefront, or to be the main abuser in terms of these suspected state security agents who are abducting people for political reasons, harassing, you know, torturing them, and doing all sorts of crimes. But also it is important to note that these individuals who are committing these crimes must be held accountable, and they must know that a day is coming when they shall have to account for their individual actions. So this is really to say that people are taking note, and that it is not in vain that these people are being victimized. We need accountability, and President Mugabe's government is the one that has the responsibility. And we point to East Joseph because it is failing to protect citizens, and also because it ought to know what is happening.
Asi vama vinga tiri kuona ka hurumende iri kuti vamwe vari kuratidzira ava vari kufurirwa nehurumende dzekunze. Bumbirire mutemo rinoti kudii panyaya dzekuratidzira?
Zvekuti vari kufurirwa kana kuti kwete, hazvinei nehurumende, nekuti bumbiro remutemo renyika rakaumbwa nevana veZimbabwe rinotaura pachena kuti munhu wese ane kodzero yekutaridzira, yekugununʼuna, yekutaura nhunha dzake dziri mumwoyo. Saka izvi zvekuti hazvinei nehurumende chiripo ndechekuti munhu wese ane kodzero. Zvakare, nyaya iri kutaurwa nevanhu ava inyaya yekuti munhu wese ari kutaura kuti izvi zvemari dzekuda kuuya zvimabhoni nokuti hatizvinzwisisi, hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Ndo chekutanga. Chepiri ndechekuti kunyangwe dai panga paine dambudziko, hazvisi izvo kuti vanhu vanenge vachishandira hurumende vanobvuta vachipamba vanhu vachivarwabotsa kufa vachiita zvese zvokupisa dzimotokari dzavo. Hazvisi pamutemo, imhosva. Vanhu vari kuita izvozvo vanofanira kuziva kuti mutemo uchavabata. Vanhu ngavazive kuti mangwana zvichauya kwavari, nekuti hurumende yava Mugabe haigari nekusingaperi. Richasvika zuva, ende zuva iro rava pedo, rekuti vamire pamberi pematare edzimhosva vachipindura mhaka dzavo dzavari kuita iko zvino.
Yeah, so Mr. Mavinga, give us a bit of a brief on the constitutional provision, you know, allowing Zimbabweans to actually protest on the streets. What does it say exactly?
Well, the constitution is very clear that every citizen has a right to protest, and that, you know, in terms of accountability, there is need really to ensure that everyone's rights are protected. So what we are witnessing now is a government that is culpable and not accountable, because it is at the forefront of these abductions by state security agents. So this is the biggest problem, that tyranny and abuses are being spearheaded by state agents, when in fact these are the same who should be protecting our people.
And how does that resonate with your meeting there at the ICC?
Well, this is a big challenge and a call here at the International Criminal Court for many states to sign on and ratify the Rome Statute, which governs the ICC. But unfortunately, Zimbabwe is not part of the ICC, perhaps because of fear for accountability and the many litany of abuses that we have witnessed in Zimbabwe since the Gukurahondi days in the early 80s, Operation Mambachina in 2005 that left 700,000 people homeless, 2008 electoral violence, and the military abuses and killings in the Maranga diamond field in the east of the country. So the government of Zimbabwe has stayed away from the ICC. We are here as activists and human rights defenders, but our government is not here, is nowhere to be found, when we have 124 countries that have signed on and ratified and are supporting the idea of global justice for atrocity crimes, for genocide, for war crimes, and crimes against humanity. And there is a real concern that, you know, this systematic abduction going over a period would rise to that level where there are really crimes against humanity because of, you know, the state taking a central role and the high numbers of activists who have been victimized merely for speaking out their minds and asserting their constitutionally guaranteed rights.
Mm-hmm. Of course, you can go back to the 80s, Gukura Hundi, that remains unresolved, no truth and reconciliation. It's a cause for serious concern. Gibbs?
Yes, we are going to talk about the situation. We are going to talk about the situation in Gukura Hundi. So, we are going to talk about the situation in Gukura uze kutwa kwenzo konke lokho moyo kambe asikhulume kusukela ngesika seku ground kuzobuye lamhlanje ikhaya kuqhubekela phambili kuqhubekela phambili nje ukona yini ukona yini ongathi kungamiswa ngalolu
ye indlela zokumisa ubulala kwabantu esikubonayo zikhona sile mizekeliso emnengi singakhuluma ngelizwe linjenge Kenya sikhulume ngelizwe njenge South Africa lapho sabona i Truth and Reconciliation Commission ithatha umdlalo abantu bephumele egcekeni bekuxolelwana nje ukuthi lapha saphambanisana kuyisikhathi sobudlwangudlwangu kodwa kuze siqhubekele phambili izilonda lezi esilazo ngasiphumeleni egcekeni sithobani silungisise ilizwe ingabe South Africa ingazange ibe lalo ibangaleli mhlawumbe ngabe lanamhlanje lokho kubulalwana ukwebanga eliphezulu yebo kukhona ukulalana eSouth Africa kodwa ukuba lethuba lokuthi abantu bakhulume ukufuthelwana lokhwana kuyancida eKenya siyabona lakho asikho mnyaka eminingi edlulile kwenzakala kodwa la iKenya yakubona kufanele ukubana abantu abahlalisane phansi abama political parties abamela umbusazwe labo bahlalisana phansi baxoxisana bafaka indlela zokuthi laba lawo abadlwengulwayo laba abadlwangulwayo emngqondweni bathole ithuba lokubana bancediswe laba bafundela umsebenzi wokuncedisana ubana umuntu odlile kuleli ibanga engancedisakani kanjani ubana ahlaliseke engqondweni ngoba kwesinye isikhathi abanye abantu sibabona sebehlanya abanye sibabona sebesiba yibo futhi asebe qhubekezela phambili ubudlwangudlwangu ngoba bengatholanga ukuthi bayelatshwe izilonda lezi ezokudlwangudlwangu abadlula kizo.
Kodwa-ke eZimbabwe kwehlulani ukuthi kwenziwe khona.
EZimbabwe besilayo i-organ on national healing and reconciliation esayibona kakhulu iphatheka ngesikhathi sikahulumende womanyano. Leyi ibikhokhelwa ngobaba uDouglas Mzila Dlovu. I-ogani leyi ngathi ibikhona siyibona ihamba endaweni eziningi bebuza abantu imbono yabo ukuthi kungenziwani lami ngaba ngomunye waphathekayo kulezi nhlelo ngifaka umbono ngifaka izifiso zokuthi angabe ukuba khona okwenziwayo kodwa kwaba lusizi ngoba uhulumende womanyano waze waphela kungabanga lokubambekayo okwayenza ukuthi abantu baze bazonde bethi hayi bokunguhulumende wamanyala bokungengasikho umhulumende womanyano ngoba bengabonanga nguquko ikakhulu uma sikhuluma ngendaba yokubana kube le Truth and Reconciliation process.
Yes, akuza kakhulu-ke Mnumzana Moyo is talking about the Truth and Reconciliation process in South Africa and Kenya. He says those ones were very successful but nothing has happened in Zimbabwe. He says it was part of the process outreach program of the Organ on National Healing and Reconciliation in Zimbabwe. He actually gave his own ideas on how people can actually reconcile, how people can actually heal. But the report that was made, you know, just disappeared, maybe in the corridors of power. So he says, you know, he still remembers that Mr. Moses Mzila Ndlovu was once in charge of that kind of organ. And then we know that there was Mrs. Sekai Holland. And then Pelegzela Mpoko too, the vice president right now, is actually in charge of that kind of, you know, organ. But he says things are not going the way they should.
Tine mterere kutanga Gibbs Mkoma Bernard Mashanga. Varikucholocho makadi.
ndipo kana makadiyo studio 7.
Aiwa tiri nani tipewo pfungwa dzenyu pane zviri kuitika munyika izvi.
Chekutanga nombodzokera kumashure zvisho manene.
Mhm.
Apo takatora independence.
Mhm.
Takaona kuti hurumende yedu haina kukwanisa kugadzisa zvinhu pekutanga.
Mhm.
Takawana political independence.
Mhm.
But economically tanga tisina. Zvino zvakuedza kuti vagadzirise nenzira isiri iyo nokuti vakanonoka kuzvifunga. Mwana kana achichema mumba munofanira kumupa zvaanoda, hamumurovi handiti. Saka vana vari kuchema kuna baba wavo kuti ndai baba, ko zviruku zvezviri hakuitika izvi tinozvifambisa se makazviwana kupi? Nokuti dai takatora economic independence zvese zvatinotaura nezvazvo zvekuti vanhu vari kurohwa, vanhu vari kuadapted also things zvaive zvakazvisipo. Saka kurudzira hurumende kuti iteerere vanhu vayo, isu tiri vanhu vayo, tisu takavaisa pazvigaro izvozvo, asi nhasino ndova kutipandukira sei. Ngavateerere vanhu vavo, vagare pasi varonge, vaise musoro pamwe chete vachironga kuti tinofambisa sei nenhau yeekonomi yedu yadonha kudani. Voona zvikonzero, kana waona zvikonzero izvozvo vogadzirisa ka. Ndo zvandiri kufunga kuti ndo zvinofanira kuitwa, kwete kuti tinotorana tichiurayana kudini zvese izvozvo. Sanango vamazvinga vachita kuti one day things will change. So we need to understand that if these things are happening every day, one day things will change. So vana veZimbabwe ngatibatane pamwe chete, tinamate tichikurukura navo vechikuru ivava kuti nyika yedu ifambe zvakanaka.
Tinotenda zvikuru. You heard from our first caller there, Gibbs, Mr. Bernard Mashanga in Cholocho. He is saying that, essentially he's concerned about the goings-on in Zimbabwe, and he is speaking more to the development theory, where he says, Zimbabwe got its independence, but it was mere flag and anthem independence without any economic independence. So in trying to address that problem, the government is actually creating more and more problems for itself, but is concerned by the human rights abuses, and he's also warning that one day it will come to an end. So people should actually desist from committing those kind of atrocities, the abductions and all.
Yeah, kunjalo ke sibuyele kubaba Moyo lapha siponaza isikhathi singani sihamba kulenye commitment kwezindawo. Yeah, baba Moyo, nxa sisithi ke unga wrap up nje namhlanje uti phoyele Zimbabwe uliqwayisa ukuthi lenzeni ngoba wona
amandla kukhangelela ukuthi awuyele abantwini. Inxa abantu bengaba lamandla bazoyisebenzela iZimbabwe, bazoyibona ingxenye yabo. Okwamanje abaningi bazibona bengasikho ngxenye yeZimbabwe, yikungakho bengakhuluma okuhle ngayo, ngoba nxa into ingeyakho uyithanda uzakhuluma kuhle ngayo, uzayivikela, uzayisebenzela, uzayigqagqela ngothango oluhle. Okwamanje isizalwane seZimbabwe kasisela kujabula ngelizwe lakho. Ngakho kudingakalayo ukubana amandla kawaye ebantwini. Amandla nxa esebantwini kutsho ukuthi bazasebenzela ilizwe labo, kutsho ukuthi bazazibona beyingxenye, bephatheka. Lokho abakufisayo ukuthi kwenzakale elizweni bazakubona kungokulalelwa. Ngokubona kwami yikho kumele sibuyele khona, ukubana esithi decentralization iyadingakala ukubana amandla abuyele ezigabeni, engabi eHarare kuphela.
Ye kodwa kungenzakala yini ngombono wakho ukuthi kugcina sokunjani? Yebo lapha siyasikhulumela nje.
Ya ilolu daba le decentralization sikhulume ngayo kakhulu enhlelweni eziningi la igoqela bona ama ministers la ama members of parliament. Ludaba solufika eParliament, eParliament ekhona. Ubona kuyadingakala ukuthi amandla abuyele ezigabeni. Bakhona kade bekusekela kodwa kubuye kube khona njalo abakhokheli abakuvimbileyo lokhu. Mhlawumbe laba bakholisa ukuthi amandla abe seHarare. Ngakho ngingathi indaba engibone ngani ngaphumelela isiyaphambili ikakhulu nxa ungatholakala abakhokheli abalombono abalomnakano omuhle ngelizwe akhona abakhokheli abalomnakano ukuthi bandlulula ilizwe kubana abantu abangekho eHarare bangaphumeleli yikho kwenza ukuthi kwezinye izigaba abantu nxa besithe eZimbabwe bathe eHarare.
Ayisebenza kakhulu ke mnumzana kumbe uBlessing ngaba lo mbuzo wokugcina. Umbuzo nje umbuzo wokugcina sibona ukuthi ungathini kumbe.
Okay, of course, but Jabulo, I mean, we are seeing, you know, different groups are protesting and it has not been, you know, that successful and and huge. Why is there a lack of proper coordination in your own analysis when it comes to these protests?
I mean, again, it goes back to people mobilization. The Zimbabwean politics is so fragmented. As you can see within the political parties, there is a lot of fragmentation. As people are hungering and thirsting for power, there is too much individualism. Hence, even the so-called proposed coalitions are failing to mobilize and work together because at this point, everyone is thinking of themselves and how they can strategically position themselves for power. So that thirst and hunger for power is what is destroying social movements in the country. Unless and until we get to a point where we are able to put aside the thirst for money and financial gain, we can only transform this society once the movement, as it were, is able to actually focus on one agenda, which is the emancipation of the people. You talk of the Arab Spring, the young man that killed himself, who performed the jihad on himself, he started a spring of uprising. He was neither looking for financial gain or what. He had to sacrifice his soul for the people to stand up and be independent against a dictator. That is the kind of approach and quality that Zimbabwean civic society, Zimbabwean politicians need to come across where we are working together towards a common goal. It is not about removing the government. It is about removing the impunities.
Thank you. Another Steve Biko is needed. Thank you so much, Njabulo, and you had a prior engagement. And we would want to thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
And I think let's go to Harare now. I think we now have Mr. Stan Rorwadza. We're having problems connecting with him. Stan?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing great. Just give us a quick update, Stan. What has been happening today and yesterday?
Yesterday, the Zimbabwe Republic Police pounced on our offices and came up in full riot gear, ravaging through the steps and offices, toilets, trying to look for me and Patterson. But fortunately, we were out of the office, so they couldn't, arrest us. Mm-hmm. But early this morning, they managed to abduct Patterson Zamara and Kelvin and severely, assaulted six other activists. Mm-hmm. You know, the sad thing is that the Zimbabwe Republic Police was present and plainclothes, officers. So it is a clear show that the government of Zimbabwe is involved in these criminal activities. We really wonder how they will claim to be the protector of the citizens if they unleash such a brutal act against its citizens unprovoked.
Mm-hmm. And Stan, what is the latest on those who were arrested?
They've arrested nine people today: Advocate Mahere, Pastor Sean, Henry Mnangatire, and others. They've been charged. Pastor Sean has been charged. He has been charged by it's a funny offense, mm-hmm. which doesn't allow a one to put a flag, you know, on your neck. In other words, it's a law that does not allow to promote and to be proud of Zimbabwe. You know, so we see flags, you know, put around necks in stadiums, and even when people are moving in their cars, they can just display a flag. And this is common in every country. But in Zimbabwe, it is now a crime to promote your country by putting up a flag in your neck or holding a flag. So this is one of the charges that the pastor is facing. And the others are facing a charge of, you know, trying to disturb or cause violence. I don't know where they are picking it for people who are just sitting in a park. Yeah. We couldn't do the demonstration today because of the level of violence that the government has unleashed to our activists, and also the all corners of the city, you know, was marred by heavy police presence. We couldn't do anything. It's very disturbing, and we call upon our government to begin to realize that we are not its subjects. If the government thinks that we are subjects, you know, they are mistaken. We have a stake in this country, and we must be respected. I give best regard to the last speaker who spoke about these people in government, these people in political parties who only think about their power. Power, 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 nothing else. They don't even think about whether we are having clean water, whether we are having electricity, whether we are having medicine. You know, we just need to move away from this. You know, the problem of thinking of power, nothing else.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Stan. Gibbs?
I think we're joined by our second in-studio guest, and that is Mr. Frank Mpatlo of Transparency International. Welcome to the show.
It's good to be here. Thank you, Gibbs.
Thank you so much. So tell us a bit about, you know, what you're hearing from Zimbabwe. As far as you've heard, what is going on there?
Well, it is with deep sadness that I join you in this studio to discuss the latest developments in Zimbabwe in as far as protests and abductions are concerned. And if I could just start off with giving our government just one word of advice to say, when it comes to citizen activism, there's a certain level of temerity or confidence for which no other form of intimidation would ever work. So in abductions are not going to work at this time. Citizens have gone beyond that level of intimidation, and they are not going to stop no matter what happens, whether it's intimidation, beatings, or even killing sometimes. If it's going to happen in this point in time, the citizens of Zimbabwe have reached a point in time when they are going to say it's enough is enough, and no form of intimidation is going to work. So having worked with more than activists for more than 5 years now with Transparency International of Zimbabwe, I have got the confidence to say that it's a wrong strategy by the government mm-hmm. to intimidate its citizens. And if ever they are going to make things better for the people and for themselves, the best thing is to engage the people, the citizens of Zimbabwe, and to listen to the voices of reason. Mm-hmm. It is said that at this age, abductions are being used is a weapon of shutting people up and of trying to destroy the agendas of different people in the country. It's said that is being used at this point in time, more than 36 years after independence. And it is only prudent enough for the government to listen to the voice of reason to say what is the real problem. And protests are just a symptom of the real cause of this tragedy that we have. So it is with sadness that we are talking about this. But yes, I'm confident that the citizens of Zimbabwe are not going to stop, no matter what is going to be done by the government.
Thank you very much.
And maybe just going back to Frank, I think one of the reasons why people wanted to protest today was the issue of corruption in councils and in government. But you know, it's disturbing yes. that I think this is something that is really noble. We have heard of many, many cases of corruption, and people are not yes. being arrested. What impact is this having on the country, you know, in terms of economic development?
Yeah, so you see, as Transparency International, we I would firstly of all point you to our Corruption Perception Index, which is a very important tool to measure the country's level of transparency and good governance. And it's unfortunate that our country scores badly all the time when it comes to being rated against other countries in Africa and in the whole world. Only recently, the recent CPI of 2015 scores Zimbabwe 21 out of 100, which is a very bad score when it comes to comparing with other countries. So it's an indicator that other investors and other countries, our neighbors, and even the citizens of Zimbabwe look at to say, how can we make this country much more better from what it is? Then just to talk about a few corruption issues that have affected our countries, and it's not like hearsay or allegations, but we have got evidence of government ministers and MPs that I cannot name in this studio who are siphoning off the government, who are sucking the government of its energy, its economic energy, and enriching themselves. Now, I'll take you now to the bond note issue to say, why does it have to come now? After 8 years of stability and of using the US dollar, why does it have to be coincidental that is, as we are about to approach elections, then in a bond notes issue have to be coming into play? We need to question and to interrogate those questions. Isn't it the situation that maybe the political leaders have cushioned themselves already of the tragedy of the bond note? Those are the questions that the citizens are demanding to say, what are we supposed to do as general citizens when the other government officials are promoting the bond note? So this is an act of corruption per se, to say it's corruption that is being institutionalized. And we are not going to improve our economy if the situation remains the same.
Gibbs.
So now, these abductions, Mr. Patlo, is there any way that they can be stopped? Or maybe it's just the state versus the people. What is it really? What do we read out of it?
It is quite surprising that, like what I've mentioned, that abductions are actually increasing. It's ironic that the abductions are actually increasing when we declare that we're a democracy. I don't know what type of democracy Zimbabwe is when abductions are being used as such an archaic form of intimidation in a country like Zimbabwe. And it only goes to show the fearness of the government, the instability of the government. They are not at peace with themselves when they're using abductions. It's the last resort to dealing with the situation. So abductions, I cannot say that they are going to end or they are going to increase, but it only gives us an indication. It's an indicator of the fearfulness of the government towards the rising up of the people. That's why we've seen all these movements coming into play for the past 1 year. There's been so many mushrooming of movements, which I actually appreciate very much, because it only goes to show that people who have been sitting back at home are now being empowered to participate in the political emancipation of our country. It is good that we have these political movements. And unfortunately, the government will still seek to thump them using abductions, intimidations, and other things that we've seen in 2008 and going back to the Gukurahundi era.
Rega tiende kuna vamavhinga. Vamavhinga muchiri peri parunare. Nare yawe inenge iri kuti netsei. Todzokera kwamuri Mukoma Stan. Mukoma Stan.
Ndiripo.
Tiri kunzwawo kuti mota dzava dzamara dzapiswa. Mukatiudzawo kuti ivo utano hwavo hwakamira sei pari zvino.
Utano hwaPatson dzamara ari kurwadziwa mukoma nawo. Nokuti akakuvadzwa musoro nemusana. Asi spirit yake yekurwa haina kuchinja. Pavanga vachimurova vachimukwadza vanga vachitomuyeuchidza kuti asi wakanganwa kuti wakashaya mukoma wako tinokuita zvatakamuita tichireva kuti nhasi nokuti arohwa nevanhu vari muuniform yeZRP ihurumende vatsinhira vabvuma kuti hurumende ndiyo yakatora Itai Dzamara nguva yese vanga vachiramba asi vanhu nhasi vabata Itai vataura kuti tinokuita zvatakaita mukoma wako nokudaro tiri kutarisa kuti kupisa kwa waru kita zinu kupisa kwa waita motikari ya Patsoni Zamara kupisa kwa waita motikari ya Ishmael Kauzani kuratiza kuti avana care ni ma citizens kuratiza kuti wano itaza wano oda apana za wano itwa mutemo uru maoku mavo waka utukora kwa wali mutemo wana utukorwa asma citizens wali kunzwisisa kuti parizvino atichada kuti tirambe tichimbunyikidzwa nemuto waifunga kuti vanombunyikidzwa vanombunyikidza vamwe zvavaisafa nguva yevarungu vatowesa ana Mugabe nguva yevarungu vaidzinyirirwa vachirwadziswa asi kurwadziswa kwavaitwa nevarungu varungu vatorwadzisa vachifunga because avabva varwadzisa marwadzisiro avari kuita vana Mugabe nekuti masikati vachena vanokuvadza vana vavo vanogopisa motikari voita zvavanoita izvozvo vasingatombotarisa kuti dzimwe nyika dziri kuti kudii unozviurayira mwana unozvikuvadzira mwana vairwiswa nevarungu varungu vanga vari maforena tatisina rudzi navo rwepedyo pose pose tivatorwa vairwa ko kana uchiuraya wako zvinorevei iye Mugabe akaurayirwa chatunga akachatunga kuti kwaurayiwa mungatanga Nyarare chomba akabatirwa mwana opwabda kwaurayiwa anga Nyarare kasukwera anga Nyarare vanhu vanongoti nokuti isisu vashoma tine simba hatina zvatinoitwa vana vevamwe vanhu imbwa havana basa vavo ndo vakakosha dai wanga unzuru upenyu Jonathan Moyo Nezrono aichema achichema achitaura patwitter achitaura kuti mwana wakafa achinongedzirauyi ko vevamwe vari kuuraya Jonathan imwe yemhondi iri kuuraya vamwe vana vevamwe vanhu kana vave vamwe avarwadze vavo vanorwadza tida kuti hurumende izive kuti zvavari kuita izvi ilegacy yamangwana yavari kusiyira ana Chatunga Mugabe haana dzimwe 50 years ari mupenyu anoti Chatunga achararama sei muZimbabwe kana achiita zvaari kuita izvi anoti Bona achararama sei muZimbabwe kana achiita zvaari kuita izvi anoti iye Bona achararamirana Bona ngavazive kuti mangwana vane vana vokusiya nevazukuru saka kana vachisiya legacy yeviolence vazukuru vavo vachatambira violence kana zviri zvavanoda izvi
regai tiende kuna mukoma Ephraim zvenyika vari kukariba makadi mukoma Ephraim
ndinofara makadiko
aiwa tiripo ndimukoma Blessing mukoma Jonga anoya nechitatu padiaspora forum asi tipewo pfungwa dzenyu mukoma Ephraim
nepfungwa dzangu ndinofunga kuti nini vatungamiriri vari kutonga munomo handifungiriziarikazemunei nekuti do zviri zvarwo zvemunomo havangambonikovaana vavo vakavaisa pazvigaro kuti vavatungamiriri vari kuziva kuti vana vavo vari kuchemera ramangwana ravo rakanaka saka ndinofunga kuti vana ava handimona pamazuva avakambotaaiisimbe yakanyengarika saka vari kuda kutanga vapedza zvinhu zvedu zvevese kana vapedza manje vozoenda kumisha yavo tosara tichitambudzika nekuti do vanga vari vatungamiriri vemuno munyika chaivo handisikuiaeichinya vakadaro nevana vanotungamiriri
ko imi muri kuonawo sei nyaya yemabhondi notsi mukoma Ephraim kwamuri vanhu vari kutiwo kudii kukaribawo
kode chachiri chinhu chakanaka ka vachida kugadzirisira vanhu zvinhu zvakanaka zvinhu zvakanaka zvinombotaurwa nguva yakareba vanoisaa nguva iripo kuti vanhu vozviona kuti chii chavakutaura saana baba vedu kuti vakatongera zvakanaka here kana kuti zvinongana vakutira gori vaitaura chinhu chimwese aivo hatorinevachiimbo nezuva ari kuitaka nekuti kana chinhu chakanaka chiripo chakanaka chingangotorwa vanhu yakareba kudaro kana vakanaka vachiti zvakanaka ivo ngavaatonde zvinhuti makamboone ponai mukoma kuti pane munhu anoni mari kana zvinhu zvakafana nekuamerica kaiko basa ratavazopuwa iyo ndeyei kana mari yakafana kuti iwe unozi watumira mari kubva kuamerica yauya muno yakafana nemari iri muno vanotipa basa raei kana zvakafanana
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Ephraim
ya ndokari kutoti zviringidzawepo kuti hatitambozoona kuti isu munhu anouyisa mari kana mari nezvalo imwe chete yakafanana otendwa neimwe mari kura kuti isu toona kuti ivo ndovane mari yakawanda yavakachengeta saka vanoda kuti kana zvadaro woenda kuoya kwamuri ikokoko votumira mari yavo maakauzi yehama dzavo votanga kutora mari varikutitsirira zvezvino hapana tirikutenderedzwa nekuti isusu hakuna vanhu vanotitumira mari ivo ndovakaunganidza mari yacho vachangobuda nayo vozoya muno votumira muaccounts mavo vodhura voramba vachingoendera mberi iye neupenyu vana vachiri vezimbabwe vachingosara
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukova Ephraim tinotenda zvikuru that day was Ephraim from Kariba and Ephraim is saying that you know the government surprises him in that it is saying and telling people that the bond note it wants to introduce is or trade it one-to-one with the US dollar. So he's saying that you know he does not understand the logic why you should be given an incentive, $5, for using the bond notes.
To produce clothes and other things. Yeah. So, okay, what say umnuza chuma ekcingweni? Eh, kulo baba chuma, lapha ekcingweni, baba chuma, ngawu njani?
Hi, khona umpeli njani, lani ngapho?
Ah, siphile kakhulu kolide. Eh, uyazwela lapha abantu kuthiwa bathunjwa kolide. Eh, ungathini ngakhona?
Hayi vele kubuhlungu kakhulu abantu bayathunzwa alimali abantu okuzwayo kodwa ngiyamangala umuntu nje baye lokhu yathumba abantwini sezinto ngayesitheni wezitekiniso kade kuyisatshwa kuyini kade kwenza ukuthi abantu belokhu bethunzwa abantu bephuma ngento egcekeni nje ekhanyayo nje abantu bakhanya bayathunzwa sibile abantu basebenzima athi kancane bari ngiyazwa abantu sibili ngamafira phambili abanye ngabakhanya izwani kodwa phela kabakhuluma ngalabo bantu phela bakhuluma ngento ephilayo athi anibabunjwaro umthetho wabakhona iconstitution yethu saba layo kodwa khayela yisebenzise yikho nje ngasithi sebesifake emthethweni ukuthi hayi kasihloniphe ilungelo labantu sibe sesikhala futhi sihamba sithi hatshi bayasizonda bayasizonda nango phela abantu bayalimala bakhalela
Okay, ungaxwayisa abantu bezimbabwe ukuthi benzeni kolide la
baba
ungaxwayisa abantu ukuthi benzeni ngakho konke lokho
hayi vele lapha ngisabona ukuxwayiseka kwakhona ngoba kodwa ngibone ngani sukusekuchineni silimali esinjalo njengokuya bona abantu siyalimala kathi sinjalo hayi ungabona indilo sisenza kanje kuphepha kakhulu sizaphela ngibone ngani vele hayi abantu ngabaxwayisa nje ukuthi hayi akunani abalimali kodwa isikhathi sakhona siseduzane nje ukuthi abantu bakabelimazi abantu siyabazi sibakhangele bayazi ukuthi bahlala ngaphi bayazi ukuthi ngobani into ezingabaxwayisa ngayo nje ukuthi kuze bakuphelele ekucineni kuseduze ukuphela enkulukhu bakwenzayo ngoba ngabantu behlala kuphela kasuke abantu abaseinyamazane ezisabisayo ezihlala egangeni abantu abathunywayo laye umuntu ohluphekayo laye abeselimazi omunye umuntu
wohlobo lomunye umuntu wezikhulu nje hayi ke chuma siyabonga kakhulu ube lempela mpelaviki ehle baba
hayi kulungile ubaba
hayi sibongile kakhulu so that was Mr. Chuma he's in Bulawayo you are saying that you know he posed a lot of questions and one of them was why are people being abducted and he says what is the government hiding you know and maybe at the end of the day you are saying that it's obvious that there is a big kind of crisis in Zimbabwe. So the state is trying to conceal that kind of thing. But he says the government has lost credibility, you know, and it doesn't see it going too far. He says, you know, their reign is about to come to an end.
Let's go to our in-studio guest, Frank. And Frank, obviously, I think what is emerging from this discussion is that there's not been any proper consultation when it comes to the introduction of bond notes.
Yes. Yeah, so citizen participation and citizen consultation is also two of the important hallmarks of governance, of good governance. Mm-hmm. And we have seen our government shying away from those two hallmarks of good governance, which is very unfortunate. And the only moment that I remember the government consulting the people to do something was the constitution-making process. And never have the government is given people an opportunity and a chance to contribute to the development of their own lives and of their own future. So that is why there's so much resistance when it comes to the bond note. And the other thing also to mention that the citizen confidence has been eroded, like what the previous speaker said. Mm-hmm. There's no longer citizen confidence in the government because of their previous actions. Mm-hmm. It's now very difficult to trust this government that we have today. And it's probably prudent for them to give others an opportunity to lead the country and the certain institutions. So if there was enough citizen participation when it came to the bond note issue, I'm sure there was going to be an amicable situation, an amicable solution to the financial crisis in Zimbabwe. And we've got so many financial analysts, we've got economists in Zimbabwe, people who are ready to contribute to the economic emancipation and development of Zimbabwe that were never consulted when it came to the bond note. Mm-hmm. That's why there's so much suspicion by the public of Zimbabwe to say, what are they hiding? Mm-hmm. Why do they have to bring the bond note now after all these years? And where is the money going anyway? Who can afford to take away more than $10,000 out of the country when people are earning $400 per month on average? And this only goes back to the political leaders who have got access to the fiscus of the nation. That is where the problem is. So poor citizen participation by the government is a problem that we have today, and that has led us to a situation that we are currently having today, which are now breeding tragic issues like protests, beatings, mm-hmm. and intimidation that we are talking about today.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Frank.
Mm-hmm. But let's talk a bit about bond notes and bond coins. Right? These things are not the same, right? Bond yes. coins are operational right now.
Yes.
Are you using them?
Yes, we use the bond coin.
How?
To transact.
So now, then bond notes will come and then you're going to use them too, right?
I mean, I'm not an economic specialist on this issue, but I would really want to go back to the issue of the precedence that was set by the government when it comes to financial discipline or fiscal indiscipline that we saw in 2008. It only goes back to that discussion to say, are we not going to see a situation where the government is going to reproduce this bond note over and over again to finance their own activities? Probably it's elections or other bogus activity that the government usually engages in. Why now do they have to bring out and make it the overall current that people are going to use? I mean, we have accepted the bond coin as a supplement of the US dollar, of course, and it has worked pretty well with us. But if we are going to replace the currency that we have with the bond note, then I see a situation where a crisis is going to breed in Zimbabwe, and we don't want that to happen.
So you are suspecting that there could be too much money chasing few goods, and that's...
That's what we are suspecting, and we see that as a breeding ground for corruption, like what happened in 2008. And you see, these are the same people that caused a tragedy in this country during that time, and we cannot give them another chance to do that. The history cannot repeat itself under our nose as we see the country crumble down. That is what we are trying to avoid here. We cannot have a repeat of failed lives and a failed future for our kids and of our families.
Thank you very much. I think we've got our last caller, Blessing. And that is obvious, Ndlovu. Mnumzana Ndlovu, kunjani? Baba, obvious, Ndlovu, uyangizwa? Ah, obviously, yeah, obviously, I'm so obvious.
Maybe let's just quickly go to Mr. Zorwadza for his last word. Mr. Zorwadza, so what is the way forward?
The way forward, the citizens, we are planning a protest, and we will escalate protests until the government realizes that it has to speak to its people. And this protest will surely address some of the concerns of citizens. And to citizens, I think we need to educate citizens that participation in what we are doing together will make a change. We are better in our numbers. And those who are not participating and who are just observing and being spectators, they are actually accomplices. They are helping this regime to continue to suppress and oppress us.
Thank you, Mr. Zorwadza. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, time is not our best ally, and we have to conclude this show. We want to take this opportunity to thank Mr. Sten Zorwadza, Chairperson, Vendors Union, Zimbabwe, and also Mr. Dewama Vinga, human rights lawyer. We also had in-studio guests Frank Mpahlo and Jabulo Moyo, and we want to take this opportunity to thank our viewers, our listeners, our callers, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu, saying have a blessed weekend.
And I'm Gibbs Dewey saying good night, Zimbabwe.